To start us off, tonight at their regularly scheduled second meeting of the month, Kingston City Council will be considering a new community standards bylaw. This new community standards bylaw was recommended at the last Administrative Policies Committee meeting earlier this month, moving forward with the support of all five City Council members who serve on the committee to be presented to Council at tonight's meeting. The community standards bylaw concerns various behaviors related to the safe use of public spaces, with the intent of the bylaw being to, quote, promote a healthy, safe, and vibrant community for all residents and visitors in the City of Kingston by regulating and prohibiting activities or conditions that interfere with the public's right to use and enjoy public spaces, or that negatively impact the safety, comfort, or well-being of the community. The bylaw includes measures surrounding all sorts of activities related to the use of public spaces, including noise, feeding wildlife, loitering, vehicle idling, odors, and damage to city property. While extending beyond the downtown core, the bylaw is especially targeting the noted increase in these behaviors and the increasing feelings of public fear and unsafety in the downtown core.
Our city is in the middle of a crisis that is having a disproportionate effect on our downtown businesses and neighborhoods. We don't believe that there's any compelling vision of Kingston that does not incorporate a vibrant, safe, and prosperous downtown core, as well as safe and walkable historic neighborhoods that border the downtown. As you'll be hearing this evening, this vision is far from the reality of the lived experience today in downtown Kingston. In fact, we have heard from many local business owners that the downtown area is anything but safe. We've heard stories of theft, harassment, and physical threats to staff and customers, public defecation, drug use, and other activities that will be outlined for you at this special committee meeting by others who have firsthand experience. At a recent meeting hosted by the DBIA, we also heard descriptions of the downtown as a place where anything goes and where either the police have given up responding because they feel their efforts are so futile, or business owners and community members have given up even reporting the misbehaviors because they believe no one will respond.
However, community organizations, including the Kingston Encampment Support Network, have called out to City Council to turn down the bylaw tonight, calling the measure suggested ineffective and discriminatory. Sophie LaChapelle with the Kingston Encampment Support Network stated the following at the original Administrative Policies meeting discussing the bylaw.
Who counts as the public? Whose health, safety, accessibility, and enjoyment are we actually privileging in this bylaw? For example, the report submitted to this committee for tonight's meeting states on page 10 that residents and visitors have reported needing, quote, to alter their behavior out of fear and anxiety, including avoiding certain areas or moving out of the downtown, unquote. And while I do not question these very real feelings, I ask how what residents and visitors report here is any different than what this bylaw would force upon people experiencing visible poverty in Kingston to alter their behavior out of fear and anxiety of being punished, criminalized, or discriminated against, including being forced to avoid or move out of public spaces downtown. I ask again, whose health, safety, accessibility, and enjoyment are we actually privileging with this bylaw? This is not a rhetorical question. How can we justify these actions as measures to increase public safety when there is no evidence to suggest that they are economically, socially, or morally defensible? Again, not rhetorical. How can we justify these actions as measures to increase public safety when there is ample evidence, including from the most recent report by the Federal Housing Advocate, that they actually decrease the already poor quality of life of society's most marginalized groups and entrench their poverty? Again, not rhetorical. If the city implements this bylaw, it cannot continue to hide behind the narrative that such policies increase public safety. There are valid concerns about the safety and well-being of people, both housed and unhoused in Kingston. There is no evidence that this so-called community standards bylaw and the supposed municipal best practices it has incorporated will address these concerns in any way other than an ostensible, superficial one. The residents and visitors of Kingston deserve evidence-based solutions and research-validated methods to address their concerns, but this bylaw isn't one of them. Thank you. Poverty and these problems aren't going to be fixed. Behaviors that come from these structural problems aren't going to be deterred by punitive measures. They will only be improved by equitable, trauma-informed harm reduction programs. Because you're with things like these, with bylaws like these, you're only ever going to be dealing with the symptom, never with the cause. And so if we're going to pour resources, a substantial amount of resources, public resources, into an initiative, why not do the research to make sure that it's going to work? Because bylaws like this have existed in Canada for almost as long as Canada has existed, neo-vagrancy bylaws, and they don't work. We have lots of evidence to show that they don't work.
With the meeting approaching this evening, the Kingston Encampment Support Network sent out a release which stated that this bylaw will, quote, inherently target people who experience visible poverty, many of whom are unhoused, experience mental illnesses, are living with disabilities, have experienced trauma, and/or use substances, end quote. Members of the public stepped forward at the Administrative Policies Committee meeting to share their thoughts, reflecting the conflicting feelings also expressed by businesses and local organizations.
There's a strong feeling of among the businesses and our customers for concern for people that are on the street and poor and struggling with mental health and addiction issues. But there's also challenges in the businesses. So, you know, some of the stories we heard are a restaurateur who, had a walkout and he went outside and tried to get the guy to pay, and the guy took him by the collar of his shirt and threw him out onto the sidewalk. There's young women that are working, and actually, 28 and 30 year old women that are working in stores that are being intimidated by people. They're coming in and they're shoplifting, they're just ignoring what's going on, and they're scared. And there's lots of customers that are walking on Princess Street that are afraid, and there's people that aren't coming anymore because they've experienced this. And the experiences of cities in the States, Portland, San Francisco, large corporations are closing huge stores that they've invested massively in, and closing them because and some of the grocery stores are under lock and key. They're locking up ice cream, and if you want to buy ice cream, you have to find a clerk and open it with a key. If when it gets to that point, there's no coming back. And obviously, I think everybody recognizes that downtown is a huge asset for the community, and we don't want to get to the point where there's no return. And I fully recognize, and I think the Business Association recognizes, that this is not a silver bullet. It's one small tool, as described by city staff. It's going to be applied with compassion, and other tools are going to be used, and this is just one tool that might get used once every 10 situations, and even then it may help or it may not. But if it can help in 10% of the cases, then it's better than it's doing now, than what's happening now. And as staff have indicated, we're not reinventing the wheel here. There's lots of municipalities that have a nuisance or a community standards bylaw. So I hope you can support this bylaw.
My colleagues and I have faced verbal abuse, physical abuse. We've had to clear up a lot of garbage in our parking lot, needles, crack pipes. It's very difficult to move people when they've got their encampments and their shopping carts. There's very few tools available to our bylaws officers to do it as well. And I think that, yes, this isn't going to solve, this isn't the solution to everything, but I think it's certainly going to be able to give our law enforcement bylaw officers and our police a bit more leverage to make it a safer environment for those that live and work in the downtown. I was at the St. Andrews meeting as well. Thank you very much, Councillor Van and Councillor Richard, being there. I was, even though we've experienced some of these things ourselves, it was really quite shocking to hear some of the things that, especially as Smith said, there's a lot of the people who work in retail are young females, and it's dangerous. When you're in a shop on your own and you've got no back door, and someone comes in and starts being abusive and shouting and screaming, it's very intimidating, and it's not fair. I think we can do better than that. And I know that there's a lot of concern and a lot of outreach to those that have drug users and drug addicts, and those who find themselves in a situation where they're not living in some sort of accommodation. But I think we maybe think a little bit more about those who, a bit more concern for those people who are experiencing abuse and violence on a daily basis, and those who, quite frankly, are scared to walk down Princess Street.
You know, we're taking all these steps that make us seem like mean, nasty people. And I just, that's not what this city was when I first moved here. It's not what the city should aspire to be. And this bylaw, if we really want to do something, we need to hire mediators and social workers. We need to hire people who work on the street, not in uniforms of enforcement officers, but people who have training and interactions. And I know Mr. Smith said there was going to be training for his officers in different ways, but you can't take away that uniform. That's not what we need. We need safe places for people who don't have anywhere to go. We need bathrooms for people to use when they need to use a bathroom. And that's not just unhoused people. There are a lot of people who sometimes need to use a bathroom, but if they have money in their pocket, they can buy a coffee or a bottle of water and use the bathroom. That's not an option for some people. So let's be honest about the realities. And the person who talked about someone being thrown on the street by someone who tried to not pay his bill or someone who's shoplifting, those are crimes. And as Ms. Morley said, our bylaw enforcement officers don't have the right to arrest for a crime. So really think about this for a minute. What are you really trying to do? And if it's trying to make yourselves feel better by taking action on something, this bylaw is not the way to do it. Thank you.
Councillor Glenn wrapped up the last discussion of the bylaw with a summary of her position.
But the stories that I listen to, people being sexually assaulted, people being violently assaulted, these things have happened. Those stories weren't made up. And what about the trauma that they incur? Are they not worthy of being treated respectfully? Are they not worthy of not having to be scared? I think everybody in this community deserves good treatment. So I'm definitely voting in favor of this bylaw. I'm going to echo the sentiments of a couple of my other councillors about the fact that this applies to the entire city. So we've talked about the downtown. Sydenham is right at the edge of the downtown, but those behaviors are happening there, and they're not behaviors that are coming from people who are necessarily unhoused or vulnerable. We're seeing it, we're seeing hate crimes, hate speech, all sorts of things that are happening that are just unconscionable. So we have behaviors going on that we need some remedy for. So by empowering our bylaw to be able to go and address things that remain otherwise unaddressed, I think is really important. This isn't about giving somebody unlimited power. As we've heard, it's not criminalizing people. The first step is going to be education and encouragement, then potentially fines if necessary. So it's another sort of tool that we have in our toolbox to create a positive, good community. So I'm going to support in favor of this. I think the fact that we're going to revisit this, have a look at the success, have a look at how it's implemented. I'm looking forward to the information report on the policies, and I think members of the public should pay attention to that, so they're going to have a deeper understanding of how this is applied. That's a really important piece, because what I heard was a lot of misunderstanding this evening, and I hope that we can draw the community closer together by continuing to provide that education, by continuing to revisit this topic. It won't be the first time. So work with us. Come forward with suggestions. I can't remember who said it, but we heard a lot of people criticize the bylaw, but they didn't provide suggestions on how to fix this. The social issues are deeper, bigger. We're not going to get to those quickly. This will help us along the way.
To watch tonight's City Council meeting where the bylaw will be decided upon, you can attend in person at City Hall, or you can watch a live stream on the Kingston City Council YouTube channel at 7 p.m. tonight.